Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 2, Day 11, Awakened by His Voice. Let's read together. Jeremiah 21, verse 12. O house of David, this is what the Lord says. Administer justice every morning. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed, or my wrath will break out and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Thought for reflection. There are certain situations where God expects us to act and speak out. God has called us to be a voice for the marginalized and for those whose voice is silence. In these circumstances, God does not hold back his voice, but also he does not expect us to be quiet either. He wants us to learn to hear the cry of his heart concerning the broken, the mistreated, and then act on their behalf. If we remain passive when he is asking us to act, we will encounter his face of anger rather than his hand of kindness. Our God has a strong voice for the broken and the hurting, so we must learn this voice on our journey of discovery. People matter to God. They are his most prized possessions, and he expects us to treat all human beings with great respect. Jeremiah 50, verse 34. Yet their Redeemer is strong. The Lord Almighty is his name. He will vigorously defend their cause, so that they might find rest in their land. Psalm 72, verse 4. He will defend the afflicted amongst the people and save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressor. As we understand this aspect of the voice of God, we understand also we do not need to be afraid of persecution or difficulty as God is on our case. When we feel that we're being unjustly treated and no one defends us, or our God uses his voice and he speaks out for us and silences those who fight against us. When I was in a wheelchair for 9 months, just after my serious road accident, there were several occasions when I encountered the real prejudice against disabled people and felt very vulnerable. People would walk past me or look away quickly. I would sense their embarrassment, or they would try to talk to me by shouting using stilted, simple English, as if I was mentally challenged or deaf. There were other times when I just seemed to be invisible and no one would help me even when I was struggling. But I discovered the God who does help and defend the afflicted. It is amazing how on each of these occasions someone appeared to help me or just answer on my behalf. Even when you feel no one sees your pain or understands the prejudice against you, remember God will stand with you. He will find those to speak out against the injustice. It is so important that we also train our children to love the broken people. Let us be those who develop compassion around us and become like God, who defends the poor, the needy, and the marginalized. So let's pray. Father, I thank you that you will defend me against all injustice, that you speak out on my behalf. Father, open my ears to hear your voice, and let me hear the sound of your rage against all injustice. Let me hear how you speak out on my behalf. Let me hear the many sounds of your voice over my life. Now, Father, teach me to sound like you and respond like you and defend the marginalized. Amen.